This is March 26, 1995, the last meeting with Bartholomew in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Before we begin this morning, we would like to take this opportunity to say farewell.
We'll make it brief because I know many of you have other things to do this morning. But can you hear me? Thank you. Before we finish the presentation, what I wanted to do was take a few moments to say my goodbye. And I was thinking, what could I say? Well, how many things? So many endless things to say. So many people to thank and all of this. But then when I really got quiet about it, I understood there's only one thing really that I think is worth saying, which is that in these 17 years, we have created, we together have created a teaching that will carry us home. We have created it. Whatever this Bartholomew has expanded for us, it is our yearning, all of our yearning combined, that made the teaching what it was. Do you understand what I mean? We could have stayed really little, with little rules and little regulations, but we didn't. And because you said, I want it now, I want to know how to find my true bliss now, that the teachings got bigger and bigger and bigger. And as we all got bigger, the teachings got bigger. But if you go back to the first tape, it's all there. If you go back, I've done it. I've had to listen to the first tapes. Ugh, this is terrible, you know, your own voice. But I tell you, promise, you go back to the first tapes, it's still there. The teachings haven't changed. The essential teaching is the same from the first day. The difference is we've changed. And I just want to salute all of us. And that's my thanks to all of us. And then, you know, we say 100 times, without this person I couldn't have done and all this. But the truth is, without John and Louisa Aiken, without Justin Moore and Joy Franklin, I'm not sure I could have done it.
When is the next meeting?
On the other side.
On the other side. Well, someday we will meet again. And in the meantime, I'd like to thank Mary Margaret. Greater love hath no woman than to lay down her life for her friends, most of whom she hadn't even met. And coming from a Zen background, which could hardly be more antithetical to channeling, she served as it was given to her to serve. And you probably don't know this, but Mary Margaret would agonize over every meeting, workshop, tour. Rarely would you see this. Rarely, if ever. But on the other hand, what we would observe was her effortless grace, humor, compassion. It's this quality of seeming effortlessness that, to me, is the hallmark of a pro. The lady's a pro. And, of course, the Aikens, who not only provided the proximate cause for the manifestation of Bartholomew, but two other things which I think are really so important. When they heard it, they knew it was good. And they backed it 100%. And many of us have observed over the years that when the Aikens back a project 100%, things happen. And I think Bartholomew, I've wondered over the years how an energy of that octave, that purity and clarity, could gratuitously blend with earth plane consciousness year after year, year after year. During that time, I experienced reality not as body-mind. I experienced truth, love, and beauty not as body-mind. And I know that someday, on those strong, sleek wings, I will rise effortlessly into the heart of the silence of being. Someday.
Stand up.
So what is there left to say? Well, there are a couple of people that we'd like to thank. I just want to name them because they have been here for so many years in the work helping. And Dr. John used to call this the Bartholomew disorganization.
How true he spoke.
And basically, I think that's because there's no guru and there's no ashram, and it's really hard to follow a spook around. So there's really, you know, we're really hard to get hold of. And this disorganization is basically a reflection of, I think, independent-minded people who have chosen this path, this particular path. And the people that I wish to thank are the ones that have made our lives easier, from Drs. Aiken down in Socorro to Dawn Weaver, who does the tapes down there. In Albuquerque, when we have the general meetings, Doris Maxwell's yes. always out at the door, and Kay Thomas has been with us for years helping.
Charlene
Jaramillo. Ray Jaramillo. Richard Stortzman on video. And of course, up in Taos, Phyllis Johnson, tapes and transcripts, and Guy Mack, and Jaime Suppress, who has a habit of answering very graciously phone calls not really designed to come to Jaime Suppress. And then I just wanted to thank this extraordinary group of very ordinary people for living such an extraordinary life. And I want to thank you that I've been a part of this.
Before we forget, the real thanks is to the boss. And let's not forget that. All right, so thanks to the boss. So here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
The last time with feeling. Here we go. There we go. Well, good morning, my friends. Wonderful. Always be excited by the unexpected, all right? It's the truth of true maturity is the comprehension of that fact. That in the moment, whatever is facing you, if you can in that moment know that in the silencing of your confusion, in the silencing of your fear, in the silencing of whatever it is that is impinging, if you'll just be silent, there will come some kind of response from the unseen world, whether it says, oh, let's go to another building, or whatever it might say. To understand this morning deeply is to understand your own life. Do you understand? There's no difference between knocking on a door that's locked, oh my God, I have to get in, I have to get in, and all of a sudden, no, but I can't get in. So then what are my alternatives? My alternatives, then I will find another door. I ask you to take this as a literal opening to your own life. To always find another door. It may not look the same. It may not sound the same. It not feel the same. But there is always another door. Always. If you learn nothing else in all of these years that we have shared, you must understand the simplicity of this. That your mind and your body-mind mechanism says, I want it to be this way. I want my life to look this way. Well, good luck. You know, you can say it all you want, but whether it materializes as you anticipate it is something different. But the excitement of knowing, absolutely knowing, this is the trust I ask you to carry with. What do I ask you to carry with you after all these years? One thing, the trust that there is an energy that you can call whatever you want to call it, God or true nature or nameless names, to know without any confusion that there is an energy that can and will and yearns to carry you to another door. I do not care how dark and bleak your life appears at this moment. In the midst of that bleakness, I promise there is a door. There is a way if you are just willing to, here we go, to shut up, to be silent, to quit asking everybody on the block, to silence down and to know with the integrity of all of silence that you will, without question, receive some kind of an urge, some kind of a softening, some kind of an inspiration, or just some kind of comfort. Sometimes no answer is possible at the moment. Sometimes it is not always possible that the answer comes now. But the knowing that in the willingness to be silent, to realize that body-mind mechanism does not bring you bliss. Have we taught any other thing all these years? Body-mind cannot bring you bliss. It can bring you temporary interest, fun, disappointment, tragedy, chaos, loss, all those good things. It can bring any of that. But what it cannot and has never been conditioned to do is to bring the consistency, the unending consistency of a feeling of absolute all-rightness in the midst of your disaster. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we said it endlessly. The great ones have all suffered. Look at them. What were their lives? Suffering. Suffering. Willing suffering. And in the midst of the suffering, you, when you read the words or when you understand and open to the truth, you hear what they say. In the midst of all this pain, there is bliss. And the conscious mind says, I don't believe it. And I tell you to remember again and again, please believe it. Do not run, do not let the conscious mind run away with you in order to take you into realms of yes, but, I should have, I wish I had, what if, it's in the past, it's in the future, if you're willing to just silence down, even if it's just for a few moments, and give it a chance. Give love a chance. Give the light a chance. Give God a chance. Instead of constantly yelling and demanding, if you just be really silent, you might find that the answer has nothing to do with what you want. But the answer... right? The answer has nothing to do with what you want. It has to do with what you are. It has to do with a strong, consistent reminder of this is what you are. This bliss, this immense silence, this wonder, this is what you are. Everything else is transitory, will come and go. Let it come and let it go. Let it happen. Who are you to say what kind of life your deepest self yearns to manifest in you? Who are you to say? You have your agenda and, your lists of yes, I want and I don't want. Fine, I'm not objecting to that, but all I ask is that you don't believe in it. That you do not believe that it has the capacity to bring you enduring happiness. That's all I ask. Can you understand the simplest of that? You're free. The moment that you hear this, just with a fragment of awareness that states, whatever my life is like now, and no matter what goals I have set, I need this, I need that, I cannot have this, I have to hang on to this and get rid of this, whatever the mind has said, in the instant, I hope you are beginning to loosen the grip. That is what I hope we've shared all these years, that the grip has been loosened, the endless grip that says, I've got to have it this way or I can't be happy. And the letting go says, I don't know how to be happy. I know how I think I should be happy and what I hope will make me happy, but I don't know how to be happiness itself because I'm so constantly seeking things that I think will bring me happiness. So the willingness, that's the surrender. There's nothing else. The surrender now. If things look bleak, now. If things look glorious, now. You have to surrender that too. Do you understand? You can't just surrender all the bad stuff. take away all that. And you surrender it moment after moment. You become aware of the capacity to let go of this insatiable idea that you know what will make you happy. You were willing to doubt your own limited body-mind response to life. You are willing to remember that there is something that is constantly living your life. I said this to you years ago. You gave me rotten tomatoes then. You'll probably give them to me again today. I said to you with all of the truth, life is living you. Life is living you. This understanding that somehow you are in control of your life. Hasn't it occurred to you that that cannot be? Has it not occurred to you that your limited body-mind could never have created or would never have created or chosen the kind of life that you are living? I mean, truly. Does it mean you're all stupid? Well, what's the alternative? The alternative is that there is something absolutely magnificently alive, dynamic, creative, whole and complete in itself that is waiting, is always moving through you, always moving through you. Whether you take the time to silence down and feel it or not, it's always there, moving with power through your life. So you win some and you lose some. What is the point? The point is not what you have or what you don't have. The point is, who are you? The point is, what is it that propels your hearing? What is it that propels your seeing? By what power do you see? By what power do you hear? By what power do you breathe? By your own power? Oh, that's right. I forget. I have to remember to breathe. You know how long you'd remember? You'd be dead. No, if you had to remember to breathe, you would be dead. There's no question about it. And I want to say something because many of you will be finding other paths, and that's wonderful. But I want to ask you one thing. I ask you, please, as you go about this process, please, please, do not let it be a path that is less open than this. Please do not let it be something that defines you as limited body mind with difficult functions. I've told you before, the problem with a path that demands that you keep a strict regime is bound to be defeated in you. Why? Because you get tired of it. Don't you? Endlessly. So you that must be the wrong path. I'll start another one. So you start this one. Oh, no, I must get another teacher. So, it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is, please hear this. Your true nature is your true nature. It is so obviously present, you have overlooked it. It isn't that it's so strange and mysterious and difficult. It is so big and so present and so familiar, you've overlooked it. A total different point of view. So if you set yourselves up as having to learn how to find your true nature, aren't you going to laugh at that? To learn how to find your true self? To learn how to find who you really are? Like it's, you know, hidden on, maybe it's on Pluto. What's the farthest planet? The new planet that's arriving. There's where it is. No, it's in my next lifetime when I'm an Indian and a Brahmin and, you know, whatever. Don't do this. I ask you to be as simple in your approach to your own awakening as you can possibly be. And if you're efforting, then you've missed it. You hear me? If you're efforting, you've missed it. And some of you are hating that, and that's the way it is. This is my last day. I can say whatever I want. But hear it with all of your being. If you really want to be in that place of bliss, I'm not saying a big happy smile on your face. I'm talking about deep bliss that just wells up and makes, no matter what your life like, it makes it all right. I'm talking about that sense of absolute wonder and awesome delight and integrity in living life itself, no matter how. Please, if you're efforting, you're off it. If you have to strive for it, you've missed it. It is so present and so ever-present, so tremendously, abundantly present. If you're efforting, you've missed it. I ask you to use this as the koan of the rest of your life. If I'm efforting, I've missed it. Just remember that. So when you start pushing and striving, and where is it? Oh, my God, nature's here somewhere. I know, it's got to be, I know. Oh, it's over there. Oh, Nelson has it. I'll go get Nelson. Stop it. Any efforting, you've missed it. There is nothing more I have to say. Any effort takes you out of the moment. And when you take yourself out of the moment, you move yourself into belief that body and mind together can reveal something to you that you cannot let be revealed to you in its own natural way. And what is the path? I've said it until you are all sick to death of it. I will say it for one last time. The path is to simply be willing, moment after moment, in the midst of whatever your life is like, to just be silent for a moment. Stop the thinking mind and just relax into the being of the being of this moment. And if you continue to do this, if you continue to do this day after day, moment after moment, you will find that it is revealing itself to you clearly. Without any name, without any form, without any rules and regulations, it will just be revealed to you. And the only part of it that is yours to do is to trust. And what do you trust? To trust that your thinking mind isn't going to do it. Are you convinced yet? You know, you really ought to be. You've been thinking for a lot of times. It isn't the thinking mind. It isn't the push of your will. I will myself to know my true nature. You've missed it. It is in the willingness to let go of all of the separation, to be willing to just silence for just a few moments and be willing to see what's there. What is there? What is there? This is all that's required. The rest is rhetoric. The rest is rhetoric. If it pleases you to be a vegetarian because your mind says that it helps, then for heaven's sake, be a vegetarian. If your mind says sexuality is a diversion, then for you, but you can quit that too. You know, quit. Whatever your rules are, follow. Whatever your rules are, follow. But also know that the rules have no bearing on the reality. There is no way to find who you are. There is only letting go of the false ideas of who you think yourself to be. Do you hear me? After all these years, can you hear just that? That there is this idea that you think yourself to be a certain way, and you call yourself a certain name, and that is who I am. And you've been trained to believe that that is who you are. Forgetting, of course, that in one day that's going to end, and that person or whatever, that conglomerate is going to be gone. Well, then who are you? Then who are you? Then are you going to make up stories? Oh, well, then let's see. I'll just take my spirit and go off into the emptiness, and then I'll come back into another life. How do you know? You don't know any of that. You only know this moment. You only know one thing. You are here. What you are seeking is here. Find it. And stop all this crying and sucking your thumb and wishing that it was some, you know, stop it. Just be it. Allow it to be it. Allow yourself to be yourself. And no excuses. No more excuses. And if you make my leaving a problem, then we will have failed. Let me say it again. If you make my leaving a problem, we have failed. Because that means you believe in body-mind. You believe in words. You believe in all of this wind. Instead of believing in the one thing you absolutely can believe in, which is your true, basic God nature. Don't make me a problem. If you find yourself missing me, you're out of the moment. Stop it. Stop it. If you use me to remember to stop it, good. You understand? That's good. Oh, I wish you, Sunday, I wish I would. Oh, I've out of the moment. I've missed it. Back to it. You understand? If you're going to use me that way. Use me to carry you into the truth of your being. Don't make me another obstacle. Don't make my going an obstacle. We have failed. We will have failed. Just remember, if there's yearning, you're not yearning for this. You are yearning for your true being. You are yearning for the light and the power and the God of your own being. That's what you're yearning for. So stop playing your games. Stop pretending it's someplace else and go where it is. And where is it? It is in the silence of the moment. Stop it. No drama over Bartholomew's leaving. No drama. No drama. You find yourself in drama, you're in your mind. If you're in your mind, you're not in the peace of your being. It's very simple. Does this mean you're not supposed to think? Of course not. What a joke to tell a human being not to think. No one would ever dream of such an idea. But there is a way that you will begin to know and develop as you move into this quiet. If you want to find me, this is a challenge. For those of you that say you want to find me, all of you who say you want to find me, then I will tell you where I am. And so if you want to find me, come and find me. And where will I be? I will be in the silence. That's where I will be. Where else could I be? I will be in the silence. Even if it's for a moment, I will be in that silence and with total beloved, excited anticipation of being, in being with you. That's it. That's it. This teaching came out of the silence and will return to the silence. It has always been of the silence. And behind the words has always been the prayer that you would understand that nothing is being kept from you. There is nothing hidden about your God nature, the light of your being, your true being. Nothing is hidden, ever, ever. It is simply that you are so, may I use the word carefully, addicted. What a word these days. Addicted to trying to find things in your mind, trying to find answers in your body, trying to find bliss in the body-mind combination. And I agree, it's a marvelous, look what you've done, you've had a wonderful time. But if you want the bliss that passes understanding, if you want the nature that is the bliss of being, then shut up. I said it at the beginning, I say it today. Stop it. Just for a moment, be willing to be silent. And in the silence, you will be absolutely enfolded. Not in some abstract idea. Oh, well, maybe I'm enfolded. Maybe I'm not. And maybe it was the wind. And maybe it's the pillow. And maybe... No, no. You will be enfolded. You will have some kind of a response. And that response will deepen and get deeper and broader and vaster and higher and fuller every time you are willing to abandon the raft of your body mind and jump into the ocean of silence. Where else would I be? Where else could I possibly be? In each of you. And if you don't like this particular manifestation, fine. It's just one. One word for the one. You know, in the end, they said, what is Bartholomew? What a joke. Bartholomew is simply a word for the one. You know, Gertrude would have worked. You know. So, if you dare have any more questions, if you dare to have any more questions, my answer is right now, and here is my answer. If you have a question, you're in your mind and you're missing the answer. I repeat again, if you have a question, I don't care, you get very subtle. You know, the wonderful thing about this work is you are all so smart. The thing that has kept Mary Margaret alive to this teaching all this year is all of you. It is the quality of you that has let her know the quality of the teaching. You know, it's you. She stated this endlessly. It is because of who you are that she knows the teaching is what it is. All right? You're very clever. So you can get very, very specialized in your questions, you see. You know, yes, but. Do you know that? The yes, but. We have yes, butted for, what, 17 years? And no more yes, buts. We're done. You have no more questions. If there is a question, you're in your mind. You're confused. Get out of your mind and feel your way to the answer. Feel your way to the answer. You cannot think your way. You cannot will your way. You cannot shove your way. You can only surrender your way. And that means being willing to surrender and really hear. To open your ears and your eyes. Nothing is being hidden from you. Nothing is being hidden. It is in everything you see. It's in everything you hear. By what power do you see, ladies and gentlemen? By what power do you see and hear and move and breathe and act? By your own power? No. By whose power? Well, shut up and find out. And when I stop talking, then you'll start finding out. Because there will never be a chance for another yes, but. There will never be a chance for another question. Now, you can set up a whole new set of questions and go and get a whole new set of answers, and hopefully whoever it is that is answering you will come to a day and say the very same thing that is being said now, which is, if you are asking a question, it is of the mind, and the mind cannot answer, and words cannot answer. The only thing that can answer your deepest, deepest yearning is the experience of the non-separated wonder of being, which is what you are. Anything else is temporary and subject to extinction. But that which you truly are is not. So go to where the answers are. Go to where the answers are. I've been asked often what has been this experience on this side about all of this. And what is most important to be said is that that which is this one part of the one, has, in serving all of your expansion, expanded itself. All right? So thank you. Do you hear that? It is in the willingness of this being, not Mary Margaret, but the whole unit, Mary Margaret plus, and it really could not have been done without Mary Margaret. This whole unit of consciousness, in being willing to serve all of you to expand your consciousness, has expanded itself. No greater gift could be given. And so from the depth of my conscious heart, I say to the depths of your conscious heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's nothing more to say. There's nothing more to say. There's nothing more to do. I'm sorry for all of you that came so far for such a short program, but that's the way it is. I want you to remember one thing. All of you, I want you to remember one thing. Whenever you are afraid, whenever you are confused, whenever you are in any way unhappy, any time you want to stop being unhappy, afraid, and confused, I want you to know that there is an absolutely reliable place to go to end it. Maybe just for a few moments, but end it it will. And that is the promise of this teaching, that there is that place that always comforts, always embraces, always answers, not in the way that your ego would want to hear, but it always answers in some way. And if you don't believe it, it's because you haven't tested it. And now perhaps you will begin to test, test and test. Every day, test it out. Prove me wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll see you on the other side and we'll work it out. Do it. Do it. Stop the separation. Stop the separation. Now, in this moment, in this time, it is your absolute right. Stop it now. Do you want to be filled with bliss? Then stop it. Stop that which takes away and release yourself into what is. Where else could it be? Where else could I be? So, no tears. No regrets. No remorse. Just, I hope, a great big well done. And that's what I say to all of you. Well done. It's been wonderful. It's been past wonderful. This experience of this experience has been wonderful. Wonderful. What an assignment. And I'm hoping that my next one is as good. So let's finish with the laughter and the gratitude. This for you. I hope yours for this. Meeting in gratitude now and forever. There is no place to go, you know. You can't get away. You can't get away. You can't possibly get away. How can you get away from what you are? And what do you think this is other than what you are? There's only one, remember. You are pretending that there are more than one. That's your problem. There will come a moment when you know, without question, there is only one. There is only one. But I need to thank you for your endless, endless tenacity to hold on in the midst of your doubts. And I know you've had doubts. Why wouldn't you, some windbag up here prattling? Of course there's doubts. But through it all, you have been willing to listen. You have been willing to just take a chance on some invisible energy. You've been willing. And that comes from the heart of consciousness. And as I speak to you, I am consciousness speaking to you as consciousness. Stop pretending. It's been wonderful. Really. Just wonderful. So I say to you what Mary Margaret always says, travel well until you find out that there's no place to travel. Until you know that this moment is as filled with it as any other moment. There's nothing lost, nothing gained. There's only being. There's only being. There's only being. Well, it's been wonderful. My thanks to Justin and Joy. for all the endless ones of you wonders who help so much so often. Thank you, thank you. All of you here in the room, all on the tape. But in the end, I must say, my final thanks is to Mary Margaret. So. Let's just take a few moments, please, to just say our last quiet goodbye.